Happily, I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. Happily, I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. We all have choices. We all have the opportunity to make choices. We all make them all the time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Happily, I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. How do I know what is perfect for my spirit, mind, and body? How do I know what is perfect for me to eat? How do I know what is perfect for me to enjoy? How do I know that which is perfect for my spirit, mind, and body? Well, I know. I listen within. I do not have to have all the textbooks. I do not have to have all the recommendations by the medical profession. I do not have to have the scientific input for the latest factual information about what is beneficial and what's not beneficial. I just know. You know, a wonderful thing about dogs. Dogs like a diet that they have. You give them a single diet. You give cats a single diet. You give any animal a single diet. You give them a diet that is complete in everything that they could need, which is what we do when we buy the dog food. We buy the finest dog food we can buy, and that's all. And we do not supplement that diet with treats that are not beneficial. We do not supplement that diet with things in their diet that are not going to be helpful to them. We do not let them eat things that are not beneficial to them. We just feed them things that are beneficial. How do we know? Well, you might say we read the label. No, we go to dog manufacturers, food manufacturers, who manufacture food just for dogs, who know their business and who have done it well. And then we see the report of dogs who have been eating that food for a lifetime and how healthy they are, how steady they are. I bought Rex from a breeder who breeds golden retriever dogs. And this retriever lived in a very fancy part of Ramona here in Southern California. And she had a beautiful house in which she had two or three beautiful dogs that she was breeding. And they just had the most beautiful pups. And she fed them one type of food. And that type of food was very beneficial to the dogs. She said her dogs have eaten that for years, and they are healthy. Her dogs are winners of awards and all sorts of other things, and they are just as happy as they can be, and she feeds them nothing else. She has so many dogs, she doesn't have table scraps for the dog, because if she started giving table scraps, she'd have nothing on the table. So she didn't do that. She just gave them the finest. The very finest dog food she could. Oh, she took care of their various other requirements that she understood they should have, the shots that they should have, and what have you. But she, the feeding, what goes into their body on a normal, regular basis, was the beautiful food that she chose to give to them. Now, this beautiful food she recommends to all of her people who buy her puppies. And she tells them this is what she feeds her dogs, and this is what makes her dogs the beautiful, fantastic dogs they are. Now, the dogs beg at the table like any dog would, but she doesn't give them anything. Oh, she might have a treat that she would give them, which is a doggy treat, which is a treat in keeping with their diet, but not something away from that perfect spirit, mind, and body diet. She keeps them under absolute control, absolute love, absolute joy, and they eat that which is beneficial to their perfect spirit, mind, and body, and they love it. They do not really want anything else but that, and they live their healthy, vital, dynamic lives eating that food which is to their benefit, to their total benefit. Now, what is this food that she feeds to her dogs? What is this food that I feed to Rex, that I feed to all the dogs that we have in our family here on campus? What is that food? Well, that food is a beautiful food that does what they need to have done. It's called CANIDAE, Canidae. CANIDAE, dog food for all life stages. A maintenance formula is what I give to Rex. And I have his feeding schedule. And his feeding schedule for his weight calls for 1 to 1.5 to 3 cups a day. And for years, I was giving him 3 cups a day. And then he got a little heavy. So I cut him back from the 3 cups to 2 cups a day. And so I'm feeding him these 2 cups a day, which is sufficient for him, and he is coming along just fine. He is losing a little bit of that excess weight that he has, but he's a healthy, dynamic dog. And when you throw a toy for him, he's born in 2003, and when you throw a toy for him, he bounces up and down like a little puppy, and he's just so happy to eat what he eats. He's just so happy to have what he has. He's just the ideal dog in so many beautiful ways. So, what's there not to love about such a lovely dog like Rex? What's there not to love about such a lovely dog like he? But happily, I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I choose to feed that which is perfect for the spirit, perfect spirit, mind, and body of my pets and my family. When I go into a store, I buy only those foods that I feel are beneficial for my family, beneficial to their perfect spirit, mind, and body, and then we eat it. Now, I'm not into lots of trend foods or fad foods or things that say to me that I eat this or that or the other thing, like special organic things and special foods and special stuff. I don't need that, but I go to a store where I find quality foods. And for me, that's the farmer's market. That's for me, that's Trader Joe's. It's a wonderful place to go and a wonderful place to find the things just that I really love to have. The natural food stores like Sprouts are wonderful too. I go there and enjoy a few things, but basically Trader Joe's fulfills most everything that we need. Happily, I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. Now, how do I prepare that food? Rex has his food in little kernels, and he eats that all the time. That's what he dearly loves. I throw in a few little extra things for his benefit, but basically that's what he eats. And he is a happy, healthy, hearty dog. Now, I do the same for myself. I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I leave those things which are not beneficial out. If there is fat on my meat, I cut it off if it's more than I want. If there are things that are not beneficial to me, that are not helpful to my whole body, I leave them out. I just leave them out. I'm like Rex. I choose a certain simple diet that pleases me, and I'm very pleased with it. We look at the Eskimos around the northern parts of the world, and how do they live? They live on blubber from the whales or from the seals or from other creatures that they eat. They have very few green things. Perhaps they have kelp or seaweed that they use, and truly that might be a benefit to them too. But they have a very normal diet, and they live healthy lives, and they are able to live in that very cold environment and yet remain healthy, dynamic people. We live in a temperate zone, perhaps, and in this temperate zone, we eat foods that are beneficial to us, that are perfect for our spirit, mind, and body. And we are always careful to say that I eat what is perfect for my spirit, mind, and body, for my perfect spirit, mind, and body, that is food which is perfect for me, and then I do it. Now, I don't always intelligently or consciously know what I'm doing, but I know that I'm guided by that spirit of wisdom within me to do that which is for my highest and best. And happily I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body by that inner guidance, by that inner wisdom, by that inner knowingness. And as I do that, I feel wonderful. I feel healthy. I feel vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I feel vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. And as I affirm this and know this and live this, then that is my lifestyle. That is my life experience. And that is all that I am. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And truly, you can too. We don't eat dog food necessarily, but probably wouldn't hurt us. But it's designed for dogs. It's designed for their particular needs and their bodily requirements. Quite different from human, perhaps, but not too different. But we can eat that which is beneficial for the human environment and eat a healthy diet and live in a healthy body and live a healthy, long, beautiful life. Join me in this and know that you happily choose to eat that which is beneficial to your perfect spirit, mind, and body. For I happily choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body now and always. Have a great day. Have a great diet. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.